This is the second game of the evening here as we just brought varsity girls basketball. The Haynes Glacier Bear came up on the short end and lost to the Lady Panthers here this evening. And now your Haynes Glacier boys are ready to take the court, center court, and see what they can do.
That's right, as they'll announce the bench players here as we prepare for the introduction of the starting five.
These two teams matched up last night, and Craig came out on top. It was a tale of three quarters of close action, followed by the fourth and final period where Craig put some distance,
built on their lead, and put it away. So we'll see what tonight brings. Saw some good skills last night on both sides. Looking forward to seeing more of that play tonight.
5-7, Martin Power.
And saw a great JV boys game here a little while ago. Overtime affair between the Glacier Bears and the Panthers. Excellent start to the evening.
5'10", junior, number 15, Matthew Green.
So Matthew Green, first of the starting five introduced, wearing number 15.
5'8", senior, number 30, Keegan Sundberg.
Followed by Keegan Sundberg. Headband and all.
5'7", senior, number 14, Kiana Lynch.
Kiana Lynch. Sporting number 14.
5'8", senior, number 22, Josh Stern.
And Josh Stern also starting tonight.
6'8", senior, number 31, Kyle Klinger.
And Kyle Klinger. Listed at 6'8". I believe it.
Yeah, tall boy. And Coach Brittenham doing honors tonight. Coach Paul still not in the game. And we wish him our best.
Christine Briggs, Molly Ekstrom, and Lauren
Lee. And it's homecoming evening here, so festive move, drumline, cheerleaders, both cheer squads here. Relatively full gymnasium, so it's good to see. As the Panther introductions are getting underway here.
5'8",
and both teams ready for the rematch. Last night's battle was pretty hard fought, pretty physical game. Everybody's sporting some wounds from last night's matchup.
That's right. Bruises all around. Scrapes and abrasions. And it was no different than the JV game. A lot of guys on the floor. And as far as that goes, for the girls' game, too. A lot of time on the floor by players on both sides chasing loose balls, trying to find rebounds, keeping balls in play. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, they're definitely going for it here. So good basketball. That JV boys game was exciting. Overtime finish for the Panthers coming out victorious, but not before Trevor Cox showed us his stuff.
Trevor Cox, who shot the lights out of the ball from three-point range in the JV game tonight.
And Drew Marker on the Panthers side was, what did he say?
35 points?
35 minutes.
I thought of his minutes, of his points. It was remarkable.
5'9", senior.
Yeah, at one point in the varsity game last night, there was a Craig player with a cotton swab out of his nose and a Haynes player holding an ice bag to the side of his face during the timeout. So guy's playing hard. Start to stop.
Here's your starting five this evening for the Panthers. Number 5'3", Kean Bird.
6'3", senior, number
23, Trevor Dalton.
5'9", senior, number 11,
Lewis Owen. Number 32, Eric Scheidecker.
6 foot, senior, number 22, Tucker Hay.
And And number 22, rounding out starting five for the Panthers, Tucker Thane. So starting the five seniors again for the Panthers here this evening. Again, Haynes will start. Kyle Klinger, Keegan Sundberg, Matthew Green, Tina Lynch. And
22 Josh
Stern starting tonight. Boys are shaking hands. Haynes Glacier Bears in their away uniforms, black jerseys with green and white trim, and the Panthers in their home jerseys, white jerseys with green and gold trim. Going to be Klinger doing the honors at center court for the Bears, and Dahlstrom. Klinger with a height advantage, but Dahlstrom waits on it, tips it back to the Panthers. It'll be Scheidecker pulling it in, hands it off to Owen, brings it across half court as play is underway here. Far side over to Bird. He's going to bark some calls out, get some motion going as they change up the offense on this 2-3 zone defense by the Glacier Bears. That gets knocked away. Owen pulls up for a three-point jump shot and nails it to start things off for the
Sundberg. Now with Haynes bringing the ball, facing backcourt pressure. He finds Green up ahead, midcourt to Klinger. Klinger now back to Sundberg on the far side on the wing. He gets off to Lynch. Long shot up, no good. Rebound, though, by Klinger.
Nice putback by Klinger there for the bucket. 3-2 Panthers up.
First on the board tonight.
As Bird brings it across for the Panthers, Bird slows up his dribble. Down to Dahlstrom. They go inside to Thane. Back up top to Berg. He's going to drive the paint. Dish on the down below, but Scheidecker wasn't expecting it. The putback shot's no good. Tucker, Thane on the putback, no good. Dahlstrom runs it down. Sundberg comes in, but it's Panther ball, and a pass gets thrown. And Berg almost saves it from going back across half court, but it's not going to work. It's going to turn it over to the Glacier Bears.
As Green now will inbound to Sundberg, who looks like will do the ball handling responsibility tonight for the Glacier Bears. Top of the key now off to Stern. Stern picks up the ball now. Back up to Lynch. Top of the key. Lynch dribbles around near side. Now goes back. Picks up his dribble, looking to find some unlooking.
Ball gets slapped away by Owen. Owen's going
to
come and take it away to Thane. Thane, bad pass, gets taken away by Sundberg. It's going the other way.
Sundberg taking it all the way in up against two defenders.
Nice
up and good.
Take to the hoop by Sundberg on that one.
Gets rid of the bucket. Right between the defenders.
3-4, Bears up by one with 6:23 in the first period. Owen down to Dahlstrom in the corner. Back up top to Owen. Over to Bird on the far side. Nothing doing there. Back over to Owen. Goes into Scheidecker, high post. Down low to Thane. Thane's going to take the shot. No good. Foul called.
It looks like Stern, so he'll get to pick up the foul. Trying to play defense on the shot. Yep. First team foul.
And Thane was shooting. That's going to send Thane to the free throw line for the first time here. See if he can convert. The first shot is away and good.
So a lot of action, a lot of contested passes here. Starkin doesn't surprise me.
Good, tough defense. Everybody's going for it. Thane's going to get a second shot here from the free throw line. 4-4 tie ball game. And this one does not drop. And Glacier Bears rebound.
Sunburn brings the ball quickly now. He's double team near midcourt, loses the ball, picks it up, tries to get it into Green. Green has possession back to Sundberg now near midcourt. Sundberg dribbles to his left, guarded by Thane. Sundberg coming now back to the right. He finds Stern. Stern's dribbling in, puts up the shot up, no good.
Rebound, but foul called underneath.
Here, it looks like they're going to call Dahlstrom. Oh, excuse me.
That's on Green?
It's on Green, yeah, excuse me. Foul on Matthew Green. Positioning for the rebound.
His first, team second. And full court pressure on the backcourt. Scheidecker inbounds to Bird. Bird's got some breathing room. Comes across half court. Passes back to Scheidecker. Scheidecker goes far side to Thane. Inside to Dahlstrom. Barely gets there. It does. Goes up strong to the hoop. Dahlstrom with the layup up and in for two. 6-4, Panthers up.
Sundberg passes up ahead to Lynch. Lynch moving around. Gets the ball back to Sundberg. 3 points. Shot up. He'll get off the back of the rim then.
And a rebound. Foul called on the Glacier Bears. This one's going to be on
long
14.
Rebound, yeah. Dahlstrom grabbed it, but fouled by Keanu Lynch.
And his first team third. It'll be Panther ball from the far side. Bird across half court for the Panthers to Owen on the near side. Back cross court to Bird. They penetrate down below. Nothing doing in the corner. Far side back up top to Owen. He's going to fire a three. Nails it.
Two in a row for Lewis Owen.
Second shot. Second
Sundberg
three.
Brings the ball way up court to Lynch. Lynch picks up his dribble now. Back to Sundberg. Loses the handle. Gets it back. Loses it again. At midcourt now. Finds Klinger. Klinger gets the ball, dribbles down to the baseline. Reverse layup
nice
move.
Reverse
and
layup.
Oh,
just
doesn't
shy.
Quite get the drop as Craig pulls down the rebound.
Dahlstrom on the rebound. Kicks it out to Owen. Bird across half court. Directs traffic now. Sets up the O. Scheidecker up to high post. Owen near side. Back over to Bird. Back to Owen. Owen pump fakes. Goes back up to Bird. Bird's going to drive inside. He's going to get hammered as he does. Foul called.
Probably on Lynch, looks like.
Fouls on the Glacier Bears.
Lynch is second.
Glacier Bears going to sub in.
In comes Hudson Sage. And out comes Lynch with his two fouls. So Sage will take over duties.
4:36, and we're playing the first period. 9-4, Panthers up. Inbounds pass gets taken away. Klinger comes
finds
up.
The ball, throws it away to Sundberg, tries to save it. Craig goes, takes possession. Bird up with a shot. It's no good.
But
going to
get
attempt.
Fouled. Bird goes up strong. That foul's going to be on the Glacier Bears.
Number Klinger. Kyle Klinger, his first foul.
Number 31, Klinger. And that's quickly the team's fifth. And that'll send Bird to the free throw line for the first time here today.
Sundberg hit the floor hard trying to save the ball, but he's apparently none the worse for wear.
First shot's good by Bird. 10-4 the score. Panthers up by six, and Bird will get a second attempt at the free throw line here. And that does not drop.
Klinger gets the rebound. Off to Sundberg, now moves the ball up quickly, facing some pressure, dribbles right by, down to the baseline, shot up and no good. Rebound though,
Klinger.
Nicely done by Klinger.
It's a putback.
Putback and two more for Haynes. So 10-6 now, Haynes, Craig Panthers leading the Haynes
and
Glacier
Bird
Bears.
And Bird gets called for a carry, is going to turn that ball right back over to the Glacier Bears. Nice break for the Bears here.
Chance to narrow the margin by half, down by four. As inbound comes to Klinger in the backcourt. Looks up ahead to Stern. Keeps the ball, though. Now he's double-teamed. Klinger is, or it's not Klinger, excuse me, Sundberg fouled. Looks like by Owen.
It's going to be Owen's first foul, team's first foul of the half.
As Green now, the ball back to Sundberg. Sundberg dribbling in toward the top of the key, guarded by Owen. Sundberg now looking to his right, hands it off to Stern. Stern pulling ball low, back to Sundberg, top of the key, Sundberg looking right. Now dribbles, takes a long three-point attempt. Shot is up off the front of the rim, no good. I mean, chased down by Bird for Craig.
Saves it, Bird all the way. He's going to go up strong. Dishes to Owen. Owen from the corner for three. No good. Over the rim, rebound. Glacier Bears. Payne steps in, takes that pass away. Then Scheidecker comes and helps.
A nice rebound by Sage.
And a foul going to be called.
And now Sage is going to commit the foul against Scheidecker on the loose ball play. First foul on Sage.
Team 6, 3:37 to play in the first. It's 10-6. Panthers up as Bird will inbounds for the Panthers under their basket. Bird finds Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom fires a five-footer. It's short off the front of the rim. There's Klinger with the height advantage.
That's to Sundberg now moving the ball court. He's double-teamed half-court, but gets the ball away nicely to Stearns. Stearns near the baseline trying to get inside.
Taken away by Dahlstrom. To Thane up the court. He's going to lose it. He saves it inbounds and kicks it to Bird. Bird's going to go back to Thane in the corner, back up top to Bird. Over to Dahlstrom in the near corner, back to Bird. Bird's going to penetrate right side, goes up strong, lays it high and off and over. No good, rebound.
Rebound
Sage.
By Sage. Yep, strong in the good position in the basket to get it back to the hands of Sundberg. Craig sets up in their defense, looking to double team. Sundberg moves around. Now back toward midcourt, almost carries the ball. Now he's driving toward the baseline. Pulls up, stop, pass across top of the key to Sage. Sage driving in, puts up the shot, rattles around, no good, knocked out of bounds. It'll be Craig Ball.
Panther ball as Green knocks that ball out of bounds, trying to rebound it. Scheidecker will inbounds, got a full court press on in the backcourt by the Bears, so see if the Panthers can break this. Not too much pressure. Thane across half court, then to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom puts the ball on the floor, wants to go inside, nothing doing there. Back up top to Owen, and they reset the offense.
Ain't setting up in a 2-3 zone. Oh, excuse me. They're going man-to-man now.
Bird at the top of the key. Looks for a cutter. Finds Scheidecker from the corner free throw line. Shot's no good. Rebound, Sundberg.
Sundberg. Way up ahead.
Owen intercepts that pass intended
for Sage. And now ball gets away and recovered by Stern. She's fouled. Oh, no.
Oh,
not
double
fouled.
Dribble.
Double dribble.
Call.
He knew it, too.
So
trying to chase down the ball, do too much at once, and turned it over.
So a flurry of turnovers there, and Panthers will end up with it here with 2:12 to play in the first period. 10-6, Panthers up by four as Bird walks it across half court. Calls out orders for the offense, goes far side to Owen. Owen up top to Dahlstrom. Dahlstrom wants to go inside to Scheidecker, nothing. Then takes it himself, goes inside, but loses a handle on the ball and goes out of bounds, and Panthers going to turn that over to the Bears.
Green will inbound here to Sundberg, who faced pressure right away. Now midcourt to Klinger, who clears the defense, gets it to Green. Green on the far side, back up to Klinger at the top of the key. Klinger looking in, dribbling, left hand. Moves to his right now, switches hands, gets it into Stearns. Stearns back up to Klinger. Sundberg.
Oh, nice. Denied by Scheidecker.
Nice pass off to Green in the key. Green is going up for an easy layup, and Scheidecker
from behind
does a great job on defense, checking the ball. So Haynes will get it back. As Stearns looking to inbound, trying to find an open man. He finds Sundberg. He dribbles out toward the top of the key, double team. Passes now. Well, ball's knocked away.
Scheidecker slaps it away into the hands of Thane. Panther ball. Here comes Dahlstrom across half court on the near side. Comes low, goes inside, and he's going to get called on the carry and turn the ball right back over.
So a lot of turnovers so far, Ken.
Yeah, going back and forth here. So Glacier Bears with the ball, 10-6, a minute 20.
Again, facing double team midcourt, dribbles around it. Trying to get it to Stearns, but the ball goes out of bounds from the far end line.
So turnover to the Panthers here. Thane will inbounds this in the backcourt. No pressure on by the Bears. And Bird will walk it across half court as he looks at the play clock. A minute 13 to play. 10-6, Panthers up. Owen from the near side goes inside to Scheidecker. And there's Dahlstrom from the free throw line. Pump fake, then goes hard up and in. Lays it up. Nice take to the hoop by Dahlstrom to make it 12-6.
Green looking for Sundberg again. Backcourt pressure by Craig. Sundberg dribbling and called timeout by...
No, that's a foul. It's called on Bird, number three. His first foul, team's second of the half.
Sundberg gets the ball back and initiates the offense now. He's got his Sage to his left. Now he comes to his right to Stern. Stern's now over to Sage. Now back over to Sundberg. Oh, the ball
Bird.
Is knocked away by Bird. Goes out of bounds. Haynes will retain it.
Bird Sundberg does a good job of getting a hand on that ball. Knocks it out of bounds.
So Sundberg now into Green. Green gives it back to Sundberg. Green heading down inside the key. Sundberg at the top, dribbling left. Now turns around right.
Oh, ball taken away. Stripped by Thane to Bird, all alone. Thane lays it up and in for two. Nice D by the Panthers there, 14-6 with 22 seconds.
Created 2 points as Sundberg comes across, dribbling through traffic, finds Sage, tries to get the ball back in the middle, and
Bird jumps on it, ties him up.
Looks like Green came up with the ball and got tied up again, as Ken says. And the jump ball possession arrow goes to the Panthers. With 13 seconds remaining in the first quarter,
Scheidecker's going to inbound this to Bird. Bird's going to set up the last shot of the quarter to Scheidecker. Scheidecker from the free throw line. Jumpers banks it off and in. Good for two.
Sundberg now quickly, 2 seconds left. 2.5, dribbles up. He's going to shoot from half court and falls just to the far left of the rim. So that's the end of the first quarter. Lots going on here. Craig coming away with a 10-point margin to end of the first quarter, 16-6.
And we will turn it back to KHNS and Haynes for a 60-second timeout.